But this is one standalone. We met, Donovan, what I might call the two drunkest girls I've ever seen in
my
life.
Yes, no doubt about it. Well, one in particular. One was teeter-tottering on that edge, but...
Right, the other one was keeping her from falling down.
Yes, you... Oh, my gosh.
How old were these?
20.
21, 22 maybe? Yeah.
Definitely, totally well above the legal limit. And so here we go. You want to meet the two drunkest girls that we've ever met at a hockey game?
Sure.
All right.
I'm from a Dallas radio station.
That's Hey, baby. Dallas. Go Cowboys.
You better get that close, that's all.
Can we, like, so we can talk on this effort?
Yeah.
And these aren't... They're not your regular Canadian girl either. While they're still young and haven't put on layers and layers of winter fat.
Right, no doubt about
very
it.
Very good looking.
Very.
These are candidates for Miss Calgary.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. They're in the pageant.
Girls.
Yeah.
Very good looking.
All right.
Sunshine girls.
Yeah. Say whatever you need to. Why don't you like the Dallas?
Because they're stars. And I like Edmonton. And I like the Flame and Sea. They make me And you want to know something? They make me full of energy.
They made her
right
very happy in a way of euphoria, but she doesn't even have to undress.
And she smoke a cigarette afterwards, Bob.
Can do it right there and
right. That's
right
how happy
there.
She was.
They make her so happy that she almost reaches a
point of ecstasy.
Climactic.
They really like their hockey here.
She seems really willing to tell you this. You just met her.
And you know, the first thing, the only thing we said was we're from a Dallas radio station. That
we haven't asked anything yet.
Oh, yeah, you haven't said a thing.
You haven't started the interview
yet. No.
Okay.
Flame and Sea. They make me. And you want to know something? They make me full of energy. And you want to know something? You are sexy. You're very hot.
That's true.
Can we hang out all night?
Oh,
why do you like Dallas?
I broke my purse.
This is my first trip to Canada. I wanted to know if you could explain the
whole... Are you from Arkansas?
No,
that's the second time I've been asked that. That's the second time I've been asked that.
Wait a minute, the waitress asked you.
The waitress at the restaurant.
Donovan was asked.
You sound like a hillbilly.
I guess so.
But why not from Texas?
I don't know.
Why does Arkansas get him?
Right. I don't know, but that was the second time I was asked, am I from Arkansas?
Twice, in Calgary within an hour.
Arkansas Donnie.
Are you from Arkansas?
No, I'm not. Do I sound it?
Bark.
A little bit.
Hey, I just want to know if you can explain Canada to me in 60 seconds.
Free of war?
Yeah,
no. No, buy your beer. Go away. Canada?
Yeah, go.
Canada is free of war. It is the best country to live in because you are safe. And you know what? If you're safe, you're making money, baby. And you ain't spending on the army to go to war for your country. Because you are...
Now, why has Fox News not snatched up this young...
Our Canadian correspondent wearing a Aginla jersey.
Young analyst on the economy.
Tied up in the front. Bedazzled. Oh,
an expert on the military and the economy.
So now, and by the way, I did not have a chance to witness this interview, but I would imagine at some point she saw your monthly budget on household expenses and how much a month are you paying for war. How much are you is in your war budget?
No,
man,
she's,
at your
she's
house?
Seems to be very well versed on
groceries, light bill,
war,
direct TV,
and more.
And here's $250 earmarked for wars.
I have never. She's never
actually.
Gotten
it's
a
quite
war
high.
Bill.
Actually, it's quite high.
It's called taxes.
It's called taxes. Yes.
Don't you have to show that to your kid's school to prove your residency, your war bill?
Yes, the war bill.
Canada.
Okay.
Canada is free of war. It is the best country to live in because you are safe. And you know what? If you're safe, you're making money, baby. And you ain't spending on the army to go to war for your country. Because you want to know what? Maybe
you don't have the Dallas Stars anywhere around you.
And we aren't paying for the Stars.
Now, she doesn't need this peanut gallery. She had it going fine by herself, but her drunk friend had to slur in there something about the Stars.
Because you want to know what? Maybe
you don't have the Dallas Stars.
In my mind,
she thought that's another reason that
boy,
it's
you know
great
what,
living here because we don't have the Stars.
I take that back about the other one. She was loaded. Yeah, I thought maybe she was sane.
In my mind's eye, I have the two girls from Fargo doing this interview.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what? Maybe you don't have the Dallas Stars anywhere around you. And we aren't paying for the Stars.
I think she was going for comedy.
Go Calgary, go. We don't play for the Cowgirls. Well, maybe we do a little bit, but you know what? They win, and they love us. So let's hang out all night.
We have like 30 seconds.
What's the best thing for us to do in Calgary?
Let's have sex. That's what you do. You party and you bitches.
Wow.
Jeez.
I haven't heard that answer yet.
That's a good answer, though, hey?
Sure.
Do you want to hang out all night?
Yeah, we'll meet back here after the game.
All right.
Right by the blankets.
Are we going to be on TV?
No. We're holding a microphone. And that's all.
No camera at
all. There's no anything else. In fact, our recording equipment is very small nowadays. You don't have to lug a lot of stuff around. It's a very small handheld microphone. And she just wants to know what channel she can see this on.
Offering companionship.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did it go later?
Well,
how was it after the game when you met?
Well, let me just tell you this. I paid the $16.99. So.
That's a good answer, though, hey?
Sure.
Do you wanna
Let's back it up a little more than that, just for the...
That's what you do. You party, and you bitches.
Wow. I haven't heard that answer yet.
That's a good answer, though, hey?
Sure.
Do you want to hang out all night?
Yeah, we'll meet back here after the game.
All right.
Right by the blankets.
Are we going to be on TV?
Okay, know that.
Okay.
All right.
No, that was the dude. We need to hang out.
Are we gonna be on TV?
Wow.
Yeah, the camera is over there.
Hey, which
and
one
here's Ashton Kutcher?
Which one of you guys was sexy, by the way? Which you
Dan,
at the beginning?
Dan.
She said, "Hey, you're sexy."
That's
wow.
Dan.
Wow. And
do
you're
you
from
Arkansas.
He's sexy. And you're
I'm from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Right.
So that made the edit, huh?
The part where I was sexy,
Yeah.
We actually had her read that later.
But about 3 minutes later, she asked someone else down the hall if they wanted to party all night. She was just so free and easy.
Wow.
Hey, don't ruin the mystique here, Donovan. She was only asking me to party.
Oh, that's right.
And she's the only one she told was sexy, too.
She was quite level-headed and had her wits about her.
But kids.
And there you go. There's.
Careful not to drink.
There's.
Careful.
There's Stars Hockey Talk right there with
well
the Calgary
done.
Fans.
Boy, you took that thing apart.
And we're safe, baby.
All right, one last segment from Alberta next.